The Arkansas Department of Health is reinstating expiration dates for medical marijuana registry cards this month. This after suspending them earlier this year. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Typically, the cards are good for a year, but for months, ADH has permitted Arkansans to continue using their expired cards to obtain medical marijuana. Nell Smith, branch chief of health systems licensing at ADH, says the expiration dates were suspended indefinitely due to the COVID-19 public health emergency.
But we are ending those. We felt like it's safe to do that now. So we are ending that on September 30th. So all cards that have an expiration date of September 30th or earlier will expire on September 30th. And all those cards that have an expiration date after September 30th will expire on the date on their card.
Smith is advising applicants to start early on their renewals and to submit their paperwork by September 11th. She says an estimated 15,000 cards have been impacted by the suspension of expiration dates.
It's a good point for people to target because it can take up to 14 days to process the card. So if they submit their card, after that date, they still might get it before the expiration date. But we really want to ensure that people don't have days where they can't use their cards.
To renew, cardholders can apply online, by mail, or in person at ADH's Little Rock office.
You'll need to fill out a complete application. You'll need your photo ID, a state ID, a $50 processing fee, and a physician written certification. That's the physician's certification that you have one of the qualifying conditions.
There are 18 qualifying conditions, including intractable pain, severe arthritis, post-traumatic stress disorder, and cancer. Smith says the physician written certification must be no more than 30 days old, and it may be obtained through a telehealth appointment.
Normally, if you want a physician written certification, you'd have to have an in-person visit with your physician. During the pandemic, we allowed for that visit to happen through telemedicine, and that is continuing. So patients can still get their physician visit through telemedicine so that we're having contactless exchanges, contactless visits.
According to ADH, officials have approved more than 77,000 medical marijuana ID cards.
There are about 60,700 patients with cards. And then there are some others like the people who work in the cultivation facilities or in dispensaries have to have a card. Caregivers, if there's a patient that is physically disabled or is a minor, they would need to have a caregiver, and that caregiver has to have a card. So, but in terms of patients, there are about 60,700 patients.
Since the state's first dispensary opened in May 2019, Arkansans have spent more than $131 million to obtain more than 20,000 pounds of medical marijuana. More information about renewing registry cards is available by searching for medical marijuana on the Arkansas Department of Health's website, healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.